life drama at the Oscars. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
It was a G.I. Jane jump.
That's Chris Rock in shock after Will Smith attacked him, angry about a comment on wife Jada Pinkett Smith's shaved head, which she does because of a hair loss condition called alopecia.
Smith jumped on stage and smacked Chris Rock's face and sat back down. He then screamed through the crowd.
Keep my wife's name out your mouth.
Rock, visibly shaken, pressed on. Diddy followed and introduced a segment celebrating the 50th anniversary of The Godfather.
That's Fox's Michelle Pollino. Later, Will Smith won Best Actor on ABC for his role in King Richard and was in tears.
I want to apologize to the Academy. I want to apologize to all my fellow nominees.
All of that upstaged Coda, which won the biggest Academy Award, Best Picture. Jessica Chastain won Best Actress for The Eyes of Tammy Faye. Ukraine and Russian peace talks resume this week while Russia keeps up its bombardment after President Biden, while in Poland, said Russian leader Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power. The White House later clarified it was not a call for regime change. Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin tells Fox,
"You can't be saying this stuff off the cuff. Your job is to de-escalate, not escalate."
I'm back home from his trip to Europe. President Biden's readying a new tax on wealthy Americans. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more live.
Dave, President Biden is expected to propose a minimum tax of 20% on households worth more than $100 million. Information released by the White House Budget Office says the move would also cut projected budget deficits by more than $1 trillion over the next decade. The minimum tax is being proposed. It would effectively prevent the wealthiest people in the U.S. from paying lower tax rates than those who think of themselves as middle class, while helping generate revenues to keep the deficit in check relative to the economy. Dave.
America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Democrat-led House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot may move forward today, recommending contempt of Congress charges against two ex-Trump administration officials, Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino. Democrats, now that the Supreme Court confirmation hearing for Ketanji Brown Jackson is over, are optimistic about her getting on the court.
Minnesota Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar says while her party has the potential tie-breaking vote in Vice President Harris, she feels Judge Jackson has won over some conservatives in her favor.
I believe she will get Republican support. I can't tell you who. I can't tell you how much. But I think that will be very important to this process.
Senator Klobuchar also said on ABC's This Week that GOP support Judge Jackson has gotten in past confirmations bodes well for her rise to the high court. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
After gas surged to a record high price earlier this month, we're getting a bit of a break.
Gasoline prices actually retreated in these 2 weeks. The average price is down 6 cents in the past 2 weeks to $4.37.
Analyst Julie Lundberg, survey stations nationwide. So does AAA. It's average for regular less than hers at 420, or rather 424. On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed. St. Peter's Cinderella story is over in the NCAA men's tournament.
North Carolina earning a trip to New Orleans for the Final Four. And they end St. Peter's magical run. The Tar Heels beat the Peacocks 69-49. Armando Bacot paced North Carolina with 20 points and 22 rebounds.
And that was one of our biggest goals, is just to get into the Final Four. And, I mean, we never wanted to look past St. Peter's because, I mean, they've been a great team, and they beat two teams that beat us. But, towards the end, once I realized, you know, we were really going to the Final Four, it started to sink in.
North Carolina advances to beat Duke Saturday.
That's Peter Schwartz. Kansas also advanced to the Final Four, beating Miami. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.